Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and it's just me today. I'm doing a small four-issue story arc here. This is kind of to help in between what we got going on with Six Gun and what we've got coming up with some Avengers. So, what I'm doing today is a book called The Bravest Warriors. Now, you may not have heard of The Bravest Warriors, but I guarantee you've heard of Adventure Time, which the creator of Adventure Time, Pendleton Ward, also created The Bravest Warriors. I found this, it was originally a YouTube, like, TV show, I guess you can call it, I mean, it is YouTube, but on Cartoon Hangover, they did this, like, 6 or 7 minute episodes on YouTube, and it was fun. It was funny. I really enjoyed it. And a couple years back, they came out with a comic of this. And so the art style is, you know, similar to Adventure Time, but it's definitely probably aimed at that, you know, demographic as well, with some of the stuff they talk about in here. But yeah, no, this is one I enjoy. I watched both. There was 2 seasons on YouTube, and then 2 more seasons on like a paywall on like VRV or something, some new streaming service. I never got to that, but I know I did watch the first 2 seasons on YouTube, and it was, I mean, it was an adventure. It was fun to watch it. And there's also this character on there called Catbug. So if anybody knows about Catbug, that's where Catbug comes from, is from the Bravest Warriors. And it's, you know, ultimately it's about these 4 kids, with teenagers. I think they're all like 16, 17, something like that. It's set in the future-ish. I'm saying quotation marks future. I don't think they ever say an actual date. And if they do, I forget. So, there you go. But, yeah, no, it's a fun read. So, I'll go ahead and into my spiel here. And this, like I said, we're doing Bravest Warriors, the first 4 issues, 1 through 4. It was released by Kaboom Comics, which is a subsidiary of Boom Studios. This more of the young, not gonna say aimed at the younger crowd, but aimed at the teenage young adult crowd. And then they were released in 2012 through 2013. The writer is Joey Kamoa. Sure. Apologize for that if I pronounced your name wrong. I'm bad with names. Illustrated by Mike Holmes. Colors by Zach Sterling. Letters by Steve Wands. And then each issue has a backup story, or what they call short missions. They were written and illustrated by Ryan Penguin. And then the colors were done by Mirka Andolfo, Studio Parlapa. I know I said that one wrong. And Lisa Moore. So let's go ahead and get into it here. We are introduced to our main 4 Bravest Warriors with Beth Tezuka, Chris Kirkman, Wallow and his arm bracelet Pixel, and then Danny Vasquez. And this beginning, this opening, they're the Bravest Warriors are talking to this ambassador for this banana planet somewhere. Where they say somewhere in the quaint suburbs of space, because, you know, space has suburbs, so why not? But this ambassador has a problem. Apparently, the neighboring planet, which is more of their race, is more of their civilization, there's apparently a problem with sexism. So the Bravest Warriors came up with a device that blows up all of the sexists. Like, it just blows up the whole planet. And so right off the bat, you're already thinking, what the fuck? Like, let's be honest. But that, I mean, problem solved, I guess. You kill all the sexists and everybody's happy, especially the ambassador. So we go back to the base, the Bravest Warriors home base, and it's a, looks like a giant that has invisibility, or maybe there's their base is, looks like a giant that is run down and somehow in the water, but it's also invisible with windows. Don't ask me. I don't know. It works. But they are having a, they're making snacks for a movie because they're going to have a movie night. I got to point out these snacks though, because you got Chris mixing up. I'm pretty sure these were potatoes. Honestly, I'm not sure, but he uses his gauntlet, which they all have like a special, button on somewhere on their suits that will like pop out their energy weapons. Like Chris is normally a sword. Beth is normally like a cat of nine tails, although there's three with cat faces. Wallow, the big tank of the group, he is usually an axe. And then Danny's is a sword as well, but has like an eagle at the end. So, oh no, I'm sorry, like a dog at the end of, dog head at the end of the sword. So it's, you know, whatever it is. But Chris has used his gauntlet, energy gauntlet, to make like a mixer. And he's attacking these, I would say potatoes. They're probably just like frosting. I'm not entirely sure. Wallow is back there. Looks like he's making some biscuits. Maybe some cupcakes. Not entirely sure. Danny has this popcorn gun and he's firing popcorn everywhere. And Beth is icing a cupcake. At least that's what it looks like she's doing. Because then what they end up having is this cupcake battle. There's two cupcakes, an orange and a green one, and they are going to fight to the complete and utter death, and the cupcakes are just kind of staring at each other, because now they have faces, because why the heck not? And the Bravest Warriors are just kind of staring on, kind of wondering what the heck's going on, when Danny starts to insult the green cupcake, and that prompts the orange cupcake to have this giant laser hammer thing pop out of its head, because that makes sense. Ultimately, it smashes the cupcake, and the green cupcake, and that's it. Like that, it's just, yeah, orange cupcake wins, because why the heck not? Right, this time we get introduced to Plum, who is, as this book says, is the unofficial fifth member of the Bravest Warriors. Danny has a bit of a crush on Plum, but Plum kind of has a crush on Chris, and Chris has a crush on Beth. It's a whole love triangle with a square aspect. But Beth is all, or Plum is also Beth's best friend, as well as being a mermaid that they don't know about, and has a second personality in her brain, or lives in her other brain, because apparently she has two brains. I don't know, just go with it, guys. Like, seriously, just roll with it. But they're having movie night, and they're trying to, I don't know if it's actually a movie night or they're just showing each other scary trailers, because what ends up happening is they just start talking about these trailers. But while they are all discussing this, the orange cupcake is going behind them. And I love this, because the one is, it's the orange cupcake now has like tentacle legs. It's reaching into this compartment in the back. the green cupcake has somehow resurrected itself and has a giant gun that is trying to attack the orange cupcake. And this is all happening behind the couch that the Bravest Warriors are sitting on. So they're not seeing any of it, which is why it's pretty hilarious. So we are introduced to the first movie trailer, or just movie. And it's Beth's movie, and she's been hyping it up, saying, like, you know, you're gonna... this will make you have a baby, and then you'll have to lose all your dreams because you have to, you know, take care of the baby. Pretty down there, if you ask me. But it is called the Zombie Food Court from Heck. And so they start showing it, and it's literally just a food court that zombies come attack, and that's the basis of that. No one was really scared. Chris is trying to be like, help out Beth, and like, yeah, I kind of was scared. You know, it is what it is. So then it's Danny's time for a movie, and he comes up with this movie. They don't ever say a title for it, but it's basically this teacher that's dead comes back to the school classroom and is floating in the air as a zombie ghost, I guess, and tells the kids that they have a pop quiz. So that would be actually kind of scary. And everybody is just kind of like, okay, well, this is a thing. And again, all the while, the cupcakes are still in the background fighting. So that's always fun. Then now it's Chris's turn for a movie, and he decides that he's going to go with this movie called Space Sharks. Now, I'm a big fan of Space Sharks. I've got a shirt that says Space Sharks because Space Sharks, and it's just sharks with helmets on their heads. This one is a shark-man hybrid with a shark head and obviously, like, appendages. And same thing, helmet on its head. So how it's going to bite anything through the helmet is curious, but, you know, is what it is. So we go to the next movie, which is Wallow's turn, and he shows this movie about this guy who can't ever find love, and he's finding love in all the wrong places, and he runs into somebody, but this guy, or the girl that he falls in love with, apparently is in love with science. And everybody's just like, well, why would you want to show this movie? You know, I thought we were doing horror movies. And Wallow's like, but we don't always have to do a horror movie on movie night. Sometimes I want to watch a love romance movie. And I think Pixel was like, no, sorry, Danny was like, oh, are you lonely? Like, we know you don't get a lot of dates. And Pixel's like, lonely? Don't be stupid, guys. He's got me. And Wallow just kind of like, oh, well, you know, I just want to watch a movie. All this just kind of fun movie. But then it gets interrupted. And it is interrupted by this because they're, you know, super team for the most part. And this distress call from these clowns asks them to come help the Bravest Warriors to come help them. They're being attacked by their greatest enemy, Sadness. We also find out that Danny is deathly afraid of the clowns, so that's going to be a thing. And the crew jumps into their ship, which their ship is like this giant whale. Well, I guess it'd be like a normal-sized whale, because it's a space whale. Let's go with that. And they go flying off. And that's the end of the main story. Our backup story here is called Laser Sunday, and it's just the Bravest Warriors are at a laser park? Laser, what's it called? I mean, like, ours is called Laser X, or Laser Maze, whatever. There's a good laser tagging. There we go. Wow, that really got away from me. They're going to go laser tagging, and they are going up against a bunch of second graders. Because, why not? But up for grabs is basically shotgun on the ship, and whoever wins this, or what does Chris say? whoever gets the most tickets, because winning laser tag will get you like 1,000 tickets. So whoever wins the most tickets will be able to get shotgun on the ship. Well, it turns out that once, you know, Wallow gets knocked out, he goes and off into the regular area. Beth and Danny are all that's left, and they're going all out. And Beth wins laser tag. But Wallow ended up getting 500 stuffed animals from the crane game, which gave him 1,000,000 tickets. And so he got to be... You get the shotgun on the ship. So, that's fun. And that's where we end this first issue. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Bravest Warriors.